You want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
We continue our division by division breakdown as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we're bring up the NFC South from 4-1. Who you got here?
Let me get my piece of paper here. This was a fun division. All right, starting with the basement, I'm going with the Carolina Panthers. You know what? It's just a fresh start for Bryce Young. There's a lot of young kids there, a lot of young talent. They're gonna have some growing pains. I think they'll be decent, but they're not gonna win anything. Number three, I've got the Bucks, who just named their starter for this season will be Baker Mayfield. They've got talent, but for some reason they don't gel. They don't win. I'm curious to see if Mayfield can stay the starter for the whole season. And number two, this is where it gets shaky. Well, I'm going with the Falcons. I think the Falcons are loaded offensively. Ritter is ready. Bijan Robinson is going to be the next Marshall Faulk. Drake London had a good season last year. Kyle Pitts has to have a good season this year. Going with the Falcons at number two. And number one, I know it's crazy for me to say this, but I think it's the Saints. I'm a believer. I think Derek Carr throws one of the best deep ball throwers in the league last year. They have Mike Thomas, who appears to be healthy. Chris Olave, who should have been Rookie of the Year last year. Dennis Allen knows how to coach defense. Kamara is going to come back after four games. I think Juwan Johnson's a sleeper, so if you haven't had your fantasy draft yet, make sure you pick him up in the late rounds. But yeah, I'm all aboard on the Saints. What do you got, T?
Interesting. Very, very interesting for the guy who hated Derek Carr so much.
I fucking hate that guy.
You hate him so much.
I hate that guy. He's awful. He's awful.
Oh, my God. It's amazing to me.
That's how bad the division is.
The division is really horrible. But fourth place, last place, I'm going with the Bucks. As talented as they are, Baker Mayfield is still their starting quarterback. So as long as Baker Mayfield is there, that ain't going to be good. So Rashad White is going to have a good year. Expect some good things from the Fordham Flash. Chase Edmonds is there backing them up. So I think they're going to have good seasons. Evans, Godwin, they're going to wish that they were elsewhere by probably week three when they're overthrown by 10 yards. So it doesn't matter how good the defense is. And I think a lot of this is also the Todd Bowles effect. Like, you're trying to figure out why they don't gel.
Yeah.
The Todd Bowles effect. The Jets didn't gel under Todd Bowles. He's just not an effective head coach. So I have the Bucks in DFL. Fourth place, but not by much. I mean, third place, but not by much. The Panthers. Yes, as talented as they are, as loaded as they are, with Thielen, Shark, Hurst, Sanders, that offensive line has been rebuilt. Still got a rookie quarterback, man. Bryce Young, as good as he is, expect growing pains. And then if he struggles, you have the immortal Andrew Dalton. Can't get away from this guy. Can't get away from him. I guarantee you, take this to the bank. Andrew Dalton will start at least two games this year. Two. You heard it here first. At least two. If you're looking for a sleeper, you can do worse than Laviska Shenault. That kid, he's got some talent. He couldn't unlock it with the Jaguars. Let's see if he can do it with the Panthers. But solid third place for me. again, this is where it gets hairy. You're absolutely right. You're splitting hairs
really?
Between the Saints and the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Saints at number two. Saints at two. They have a solid defense, probably the best part of their team, right? They have their secondary. They have Honey Badger, Lattimore, Marcus May. Marcus May is going to have a great year, mostly because he's not Jet. So he's going to do fantastic. DeMario Davis, perfect example of a guy who excelled once he left the Jets. Cameron Jordan's there, still steady Eddie. I don't know what you're going to get from Derek Carr. Like, Derek Carr is a capable quarterback. What are you going to get? Don't know. We're going to find out. Jameis Winston's there. If he gets playing time this year, they could be all right, right? If Carr gets hurt or something happens and you need to bench him in favor of Winston, you're gonna hold serve. You're gonna stay afloat at least until Alvin Kamara gets back, and then what you do with him, who knows? But I don't trust Michael Thomas as far as you can throw him. That leaves you with Chris Olave.
You really can't throw him very far with your bad hip.
Yeah, I got the bad hip and two bad knees. I probably shouldn't be throwing anybody. So Michael Thomas, you know, no, I'm not going to be doing that. But you're left with Tre'Quan Smith and Chris Olave. That's not enough. When Michael Thomas goes down, it's not enough. So that leaves me with number one, the Atlanta Falcons. You've got talent here. You absolutely have talent here. Wideout's a little thin, but you have your high upside guys: Arcega Whiteside, Scotty Miller, Mac Hollins, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Jonnu Smith is there. You have offensive weapons: Bijan Robinson, Cordell Patterson. You have a legitimate running game. Tyler Allgeier is there. You have three guys who can conceivably run this rock. Defense, they added Calais Campbell to go with Grady Jarrett. They added Jesse Bates from Cincinnati. Jeff Okuda's there. Like, you have pieces. Can it come together? But it boils down to quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Again, I got this feeling. I just call it gut, intuition, whatever you want to call it. Taylor Heinicke is going to be the starting quarterback for the majority of this season, and Taylor Heinicke is going to take them to the promised land, which is the playoffs. Bet on that. Taylor Heinicke will have a major impact on this division in favor of the Atlanta Falcons.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.